The visitors to Switzerland said they were both beyond the orbit of Pluto. The visitors to Akkar said one was inside and one outside the orbit of Pluto. We are unable to account for these disparities. However, the fact that all spoke of only two may be significant. They all mentioned undiscovered moons for the sub-suns Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune, and they have now been proved to be correct in 3 out of 4 and one still to be surveyed by close observation. They all said that there were many inhabited planets in the vast Pleiades systems. They were all aware of other human and non-human visitors to our planet at this time, and each was in active contact with some of those others. A friend of one of the sugar farmers, Senior Gila Ertores of Hacienda Las Cruces, near Ciudad del Tocay, successfully photographed one of the larger ships visiting this locality. It is seen as a large lens-shaped circular craft with a wide low-profile transparent translucent dome on top. It occasionally radiates light from the rim, and some of this light is seen in the photograph. The skin surface of the craft seems to be matte gray in color and has a brushed metal finish. Two craft was an estimated 400 meters away when the picture was made. They all operated, used or shared bases of limited accessibility in high mountain peaks and in equally inaccessible under-ocean locations. The UFO cosmonauts contacting the Colombians told that group that they came from what we call the Pleiades. To those there involved, these new contacts were so mind-boggling and so profound, and so far exceeded their internal knowledge of what was going on elsewhere in the world, that they carefully guarded their secret within their own immediate circle for 3 years, and then only confided it to very trusted friends in UFO research also. None of them or their friends had ever heard of Eduard Meyer. Those in Switzerland, on the other hand, now conducted themselves in a similar fashion. Stranger still, the Pleiadians, in neither case, made any mention of contacts with the other groups of terrestrials, and they even used different styles of equipment and spacecraft, although at the same time, there were similarities in some respects. Both groups used a variety of spacecraft for different functions. Both the Swiss and the Colombian contactors employed part organic, part mechanical creatures in labor operations aboard the spacecraft, and both used a large mothership in space as an operating base. Both had similar technological wonders aboard the spacecraft that came to the surface of our planet, and in both cases the environment aboard the mothership was 99% recyclable and almost perfectly efficient, and the occupants lived long lives by out standards. In both cases the cosmonauts seemed to be fully aware of the ancient history of our Earth. As introduction on the Rincon contact, I recommend to first read about the preliminary telepathic contacts here on link. More from this Colombian contact, part 3, with the upcoming crisis that can lead to war and much more, part 4, contact to Venusians, but is it life there, not in our frequency, but higher up, and more of the possible war, great demonstration of weather control from the ETs. The genetic codes and longer future life. Part 5, more on the direct physical contact to Venusians, their cosmic lessons. Part 6, : from a contact in Christmas-74, taken to a hidden base in the Andes Mountains together with other Earth contactees, where they read a message to the contactees about the Earth, future and how to help our planet. The book, main page, TH, in Peru Lima. Another contactee from South America, Sixto Paz Wells, his claims his contact began from around -73, in a time frame where a new wave of cosmic contactees was established here on Earth as a preparation for the new cosmic age to begin after 2012 greater than 2028. Apparently others got contacts to space people in the same time window was Rincon, around 1973. Listen to a MP3 file below where Sixto Paz from Lima, Peru, picture, talks / and it is translated directly about a UFO contact they had in the same time as Rincon told of. Not sure if all the other info he talks about else in this talk, is from the ET's education, or if it is from info he has read else. Regarding the many contacts in the 70THS in South America, and later those in Switzerland, Mies Samjay's contacts, evidently did the space people understand, that they could not come any further with the NATO lands, regarding getting out info on this subject. To Bob Dean, this subject of UFOs had the higher set security inside NATO through all the 60THs and before and later as well. So they, the cosmic gardeners slash space people, seemingly tried through South America, to get out some real information, which was not charged with fear, as the politics and agenda have been else, in USA, and elsewhere the big money rules, trying to scare the people away from searching into this theme. Yes, because the space people talks about civs free of this slave Indian money, and just this revelations are of course the money people afraid of. So seemingly more UFO contacts were established in the South America, as the X dot with the Rincon contact here shows. Here is the MP3 file, 8.2 MB and 28 minutes. It is to recommand to download the QuickTime player, Hera here, as it plays it directly, which some other players need to take it all down first. Read interview with Sixto Paz Wells on http://www.mysteriousamerica.net/sixtopazwellsinc.html.